we have Kayla B with Tradition 11.
My kids, so I got a little nervous. Hi, I'm an addict. My name's Kayla. So Tradition 11, you know, when I got asked to talk about Tradition 11, I was like, what the f- is Tradition 11, right? I don't know. So I had to Google it. And I was like, oh, this is actually like a really good tradition to talk about, right? And I kind of felt bad for like not knowing the tradition, right? And so when I went to Kevin and I was like, hey, I got asked to share at the spiritual retreat. And he's like, oh, on what? And I said, Tradition 11. And he's like, what the fuck is that? I was like, okay. I don't feel so bad no more, right? Like somebody else doesn't know the traditions as well. So, you know, for those of you that don't know, Tradition 11, I'm not going to recite it. I can't off the top of my head, but it's about attraction, not promotion, right? And so this little thing I got to talk about, people are attracted to NA when they see the program work in our lives. We don't pretend that recovery gives us a perfect or conflict-free life. Often the fact that we struggle and get through it clean is what makes recovery attractive. So I was really excited when I read this because, you know, I don't go around boasting about how I'm in Narcotics Anonymous realms, right? I feel like I did it first, don't get me wrong. At first, I was all about it. Yeah, I'm an NA, I used to shoot heroin, you know, and smoke crack on a daily basis. I know what that's just like, you know? But it was like more of like the reason why I was doing it was because I wanted people to like be able to relate to me, you know? So I stopped doing that because that wasn't attractive, right? Like I started to realize how unattractive that actually looked. So, you know, when people do find out, I don't lie, right? Like, yes, I'm in recovery, you know? I try really hard to focus on not like specifying the fellowship, specifically what I'm a part of, because, you know, God forbid if anything ever happened, I don't want to ever give NA a bad name, right? So there was a few times at my job, so I work in treatment, and I noticed it last year that it happens every year around my clean day. So my clean date is October 3rd. I'm kind of getting a little nervous about my clean day coming up because like it happens every year on my clean day, right? People celebrate me. People know at my job that I'm in recovery. They know my clean day. They want to celebrate with me. Sometimes people kind of are like, I don't really know what they are, but they tend to say, like, I forgot where I came from and things like that. So there was a lot of times I've been, you know, really beating myself up about that when people tell me that. Last year, though, like, I kind of took a look at it in a different way and just focused on the fact that, you know, thank God I'm not the way I used to be, right? And that's what's attractive. I've been through some hard things in recovery and I don't not share about it, right? I don't sit around and pretend like everything is cupcakes and rainbows, because in my life it is not, you know? I learned that from people that came before me to just share exactly where I'm at. And where I've been at just this past week, I don't know if it's like the full moon or what's going on in the universe this week. It has been rough, right? A lot of you know I've had a lot of issues over the years with my mother. And it's getting worse and it's getting bad. And I'm getting very disappointed in other people and services that are not helping her and feeling like it's all falling on me. And I'm not allowing it to, right? Because something I worked on in step 6 was that I'm a little self-righteous. So I'm trying not to be so solution focused, right? Especially when it comes to that stuff with my mom. But yesterday I kind of did have to be a little solution focused. You know, I'm calling welfare for her and three-way calling her so that they know that I'm not giving away any information. I'm calling Social Security, I'm calling disability, I'm calling Medicare, you know, and all these things that are I'm doing, you know, it took up all of my day yesterday. Most of it anyway. So on top of that, like I'm at my job and first thing in the morning yesterday, my character is getting questioned. My job ethics are getting questioned, and it made me really disappointed, right? Something I had to do was really, I was really glad it was on camera so that I could see my face, right? Because like I have a very expressive face. I make a lot of expressions with my eyebrows. They go all over the place sometimes. So I was really, really happy that I was able to just like, okay, I'll look at you on the screen, but also I need to pay attention to myself and my face. So I was really happy that that went that way. And the way that it went, I'm still a little nervous, right? Because, you know, I don't think anybody likes to be challenged about their character, you know? I especially don't. I am my own worst critic, right? When I hear about like wrongdoings that I did recently, I question it. But some of the stuff they were bringing up was like from 2 years ago, and I'm like, eh, that's not good, right? Like, I know this is a process, and I've worked on myself, and I continue to work on myself. I can take some constructive criticism today, so give me some recent stuff that I need to work on, and I'm cool with that. And that's something this program has taught me, right? Like, is not to so much focus on, like, my wrongdoings either, but also highlighting some of the good things that I do, right? So on top of, like, you know, dealing with the stuff with my mom and dealing with, you know, this work stuff, I was able to talk to a sponsee of mine for an hour yesterday on the phone that's really going through it, really struggling. I was just in this moment of like gratitude, you know, for knowing that like no matter what she's going through, she can still reach out and keep in contact. And being a part of society. So the productiveness of society has been a kind of an issue for me. I don't really like to think that I have time to go out and do things, but since, you know, what was it, like November, I want to say, of last year, I've really tried to dive more into the 12-step fellowship. So being a part of area and getting involved more in my home group, contributing on that kind of level has been really improved in my recovery. I try not to pretend to be somebody that I'm not. I am who I am. I cuss a lot. I'm open and honest. I have a big mouth too, right? Like, I'm not the best secret keeper, so like don't tell me secrets. I really am not a good secret keeper. And it's stuff that I know about myself, right? But I also know like I can be very kind and I can be very generous as long as it doesn't cross a boundary of mine, right? I care about other people and it may not show that I do, you know? I think the expectations that I have for others have definitely leveled out also, so that's definitely a bonus in my life and my recovery and the process that I've taken to further that. Currently I'm on step 7, right? So like I've been trying to look at some of the character defects and practicing these spiritual principles that I have and that I'm learning to do. And when I do that, that's the attraction, right? Like, it's not so much of the words that come out of my mouth. It's not so much of, like, what I gotta say to get people to like me. It's how I present myself. And what I've learned too is just not really care so much about what other people think of me. When I was told this very, very early on in my recovery, right? Like, if somebody's thinking about you too much, you know, you're spending too much time in their head or something like that. I can't remember the phrase for it exactly, but like, I don't really need people to spend time in my head. I think about myself enough that like other people don't really need to. I think about my kid a lot. I think about my husband a lot, you know, and like, that's good there, you know, like that's really what matters. In this grand scheme of things, I try to focus on my thoughts and my feelings. I'll identify it and then I can just let it go. It's really hot up here. really don't know what else to say really besides that. So Tradition 11 is wonderful, and thank you so much for the committee for asking me to share on it, and have a great weekend. Thanks.